All right, Snack Attack crew, assemble. Feeling that mid-afternoon slump? Need a protein boost that doesn't involve boring protein bars? Well, let me introduce y'all to my new favorite obsession, Wonderful Pistachios. Y'all, these little green guys aren't just your average nut. They're protein powerhouses, packing a whopping 6 grams per ounce. That's over 10% of your daily value. And here's a confession. I used to be a cracker. You know, the kind of girl who enjoys the satisfying pop of opening each one. But let's be honest, sometimes convenience is king. And that's where their no-shell options comes in perfect for on-the-go snacking. Plus, they come in flavors like chili roasted and sea salt and vinegar, so there's something for everyone, even the picky gals. But here's the kicker. Wonderful Pistachios are a complete protein, meaning they have all 9 essential amino acids your body needs. So next time you're feeling sluggish, ditch the sugary treats and grab a handful of these green gems. I promise y'all they will keep you fueled and feeling your best, whether you're conquering carpool duties or crushing deadlines. And seriously, these are my go-to snack. I keep a bag in my purse. I keep one at the office. I even stash a few on the side of my bed for those late night cravings. This year, I want you to treat yourself to something delicious and good for you. So head over to wonderfulpistachios.com and explore their amazing flavors and sizes. Trust me, your taste buds and your body will thank you. With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let me tell you about mylifeinabook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? Here's how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom question you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice, and mylifeinabook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, and the challenges she's overcame. This book becomes a legacy and something you and your future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's giving you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. I'm so excited about mylifeinabook.com because I'm planning on gifting my mom with this. She's always loved reflecting on memories and sharing her stories, and I know this will be the perfect gift to capture those moments for her. The thoughts of her flipping through the pages and reliving those cherished memories brings a smile to my face already. Check out mylifeinabook.com and use code BRAVADO at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com. Use code BRAVADO for 10% off today.
Welcome to the Black Girl Bravado Podcast, your weekly fix for all things mental health and wellness. I'm Brittany.
And I'm Germany. And not only are we besties, but we're your besties. You heard me right. It's homegirl vibes here.
Get ready for the girls to dish the real, the raw, and the fucking funny.
And listen, we may drag you, but it's always in love. Let's start the show, cuties.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back.
Welcome back to the show, boo-boo babies.
Back at it like a crack addict.
Oh. No offense to all the crack addicts.
I imagine there's not.
I know.
Many.
It was a joke.
If any that listened to the show.
Hopefully not. The ex-addict.
And if so, prayers to you to heal. Shit the fuck. Anywho, how's it going today?
It's going good. Just ready to get to the NYC. By the time y'all hear this, we will be back, baby. We have gone and came back already.
Right.
But currently.
There and back.
Currently, I am ready to get there.
I, too, am ready to get
there. Not like in an anxious way, but like, you know.
Excited.
Yeah, in an excited way. Like, yes, let's do it. I'm already counting down.
Let's fuck the city up.
Yeah, I'm already counting down. I'm so ready to get on that little flight. I told Adrian, it was going to be so cute. We're going to all have like a cocktail before we get on the plane and then our edible. You know how we do. Come
She's
on.
She's taking an edible too?
I don't know, but I know what I'll be doing.
Oh, okay.
I'll probably try to read. You know, we always love to bring up.
Girl, not at 9:45.
I know. That's why I said
this
read.
This is the perfect time for me because one thing I'm going to do is fall asleep on a plane.
Yeah, I'm going to take the edible.
I'm going to be knocked out. I got a window seat. I'm going to make sure I have my pillow.
And you and Adrian are sitting next to each other now.
Oh, she can lay on me. if she wants to, because I'm going to be in the window.
She said, I was behind Brittany, but now I'm right next to her. Come on over,
the baby. Skin to skin. Girl, I'd be knocked out before the flight even wings even open up.
Girl, I know.
I'd be asleep, okay? I'm like a baby in moving things, moving vehicles, moving planes, trains, boats. I'm going to fall asleep. Beans. One thing I'm going to do is fall asleep. Rock me straight to sleep, baby.
Dead.
Like Chris Brown said.
Yeah. I'm ready.
So I loves me a red eye.
I'm going to take that little edible. I'm going to bring one for the flight there, one for the flight home. Although the one for the flight home I probably won't need. It's going to be morning. I don't want to really sleep. I'll probably use that time to read.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be like 10 a.m.
Right.
It's
going to
be 10 a.m. Yeah.
It's going to be like, girl, you should be up.
Yeah, be up
I'm
for
so
the day.
I'm so happy to not have to rush out at the crack of fucking dawn. When we were leaving El Salvador, that was like a beating.
That was torture. And then the flight was delayed.
Yes.
We were up hella early. We were up at like 3 something in the morning. I want to say 4 because our flight departed at 6.
Yeah.
We left the resort at 4 because it took like an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I think the flight left at 9.
No, it wasn't 9. It was like 6.
It was 6?
Or something like that, yeah.
And then it got pushed back to like 8 something.
Right.
We got to the airport at like 5 something.
We were bright because the driver was driving like a fucking
speed. Ooh, Lord. I said, are we going to make it? Damn. I ain't even worried about making the flight, nigga.
Are we going to make it?
Yeah, period.
And not to the pearly gates.
I'm like, Lord.
We want to make it home.
Lord. But yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready for NYC. I'm so excited. I've already been in a state of gratitude that I get to travel with some of my best girlfriends,
mm-hmm.
and do what we love. 5 years ago, almost 6 now, when we started this podcast, we were just on the couch talking.
On the floor.
Who would have thought that now we get to go to another state on the other side of the country where people listen and want to come out and support? That's crazy. We don't even live in the state, dog.
I know.
And that is a blessing.
A sold out show, might I add.
Yes.
I can't wait to see how everybody shows up. But you know,
You know what else? Okay, really quickly.
What?
What else is kind of cool, I guess. For the LA show, we were able to track the tickets and see who exactly was buying tickets. For the New York show, we have no fucking clue.
No, it's giving a surprise.
We don't have no idea. I'm like, who the fuck bought tickets? Who are these people?
But the girlies bought them.
They bought them. I know. But you know what I mean? It's kind of like we're really going into completely surprise. It's giving birthing a child and you didn't figure out the gender.
You didn't have a name.
No, you don't know the gender.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like no gender reveal was done. It's giving a surprise.
Yes.
So I'm excited to see y'all. People even been asking, can they pull up day of? Or can they still purchase tickets? Sorry, y'all.
Yeah,
no,
that wasn't the thing.
I wanted to say, girl, please don't show up without a ticket.
No, we need to let them know what y'all plan to do.
I already did.
Oh, I mean, please. I just meant like a general PSA.
Oh, yeah. Like, this is not that kind of event.
Yeah, it's
don't
a
show
ticketed
up.
Event. Please. There's no tickets at the door. But, I mean, when you guys are listening to this, it already passed.
It sure has.
So
would have.
We're just speaking in pre.
Yeah.
It's already happened. But, you know, I really am excited. I'm very proud. You know, what I noticed with the words people were sending me.
They sent you?
For my birthday this
year.
Oh,
I said, girl, what?
It was really a different tune. People were like, oh, my God, keep inspiring, keep thriving. I'm like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
They see the kid.
They do.
No, they were really nice words, though.
They were.
I love a word. That's why I love my birthday. People tell you beautiful things about you.
And this
yourself.
Girl love her words. That's funny that you want to get words on your birthday.
Why?
Because you're not really like a words of affirmation person.
Yeah, so one day on my birthday, I like
one day out the year, you're ready.
Yeah.
You built up the tolerance.
Yeah.
Okay, cute. Speaking of birthdays, your birthday was yesterday. How was it?
My birthday was yesterday. I'm officially 34 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here. I have arrived. My birthday was beautiful. We went to Dama with me and the girls. We went to Dama, which is this, what would we call it, Latin?
Like a Latin fusion.
Latin fusion restaurant in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
And they have good food and great cocktails. It was just good to kiki with the girls.
Yeah.
Over good eats and good drinks.
Yeah.
I love that.
Something that we always do.
And I know that I told you guys that last year's birthday sucked, but I'm here to say that this year's birthday did not.
We redeemed it, y'all.
Yes.
And we're still on the road to redemption.
We put life, we breathe life into. What is the past tense of breathe?
It's just breathe.
You breathe?
It's breathe.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm glad you had a good birthday. Mm-hmm. I always want the girls to feel special on their day. So, you know, I just love a birthday.
I love a birthday as well.
So I'm glad you felt good and that you weren't down and out.
No, I wasn't down or out. Thank God.
Yeah.
I couldn't take another down and out.
I know. So I could just imagine you at home.
Right.
I could just imagine. Oh, my God. Brittany, I could just imagine you.
What can you imagine?
Just being just so sad or like sick about it.
I would be angry. Okay.
I would
not be happy. I know. But luckily, that's not my story.
That's not your story.
Luckily, that's not my story.
Do you think you would have been mad?
What? If I didn't do anything for my birthday?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like at yourself or the people around you?
I don't know.
Like you bitches didn't even show up or do
no,
anything.
No, I wouldn't have been mad at the people around me. Okay. I would have just been mad at the circumstances.
Yeah.
But luckily that's not my story,
that's
so.
That's not. Thank God. Thank God. Fuck I'm glad you had a good birthday.
Fuck the birthday blues.
Right.
It didn't get me this year.
No.
Next year, 35th birthday is giving
milestone. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, next year's 35th birthday is giving milestone. I'm definitely going to be proactive in that.
Okay.
With that one, I want to go somewhere. I don't know where, just somewhere.
Okay.
Trip me.
Okay, we'll see what 35 brings.
Yeah.
I can't believe 35 is next year.
It's here. Next year is here. These years have flown by, okay, baby? And 34 came. I thought I was 30.
You definitely ain't 30.
How old were we when the pandemic started? 30? 31?
32. We had just turned 32.
32. We were 32.
Just turned 32.
Yeah.
That's why people feel like they are 2 years younger, because they're like, all this time has flown, nigga, and the time feels warped.
That's what I'm saying. That's why when I woke up, I'm like, I feel 32. I feel like I should still be 32.
No.
But I'm not.
Welcome to your mid-30s.
It's a blessing to get another year, so I'm thankful.
Yeah.
For another year. Another thing we are semi-thankful for, or are we
semi?
Thankful? Student loan forgiveness.
Oh, yes.
How are you feeling about that? They in Joe?
Administration.
The administration announced that there will be up to $10,000 forgiveness for those who didn't receive a Pell Grant, making under $125,000 per year annually. If you make more, you can still qualify. You just will get
I received
less.
A Pell Grant.
I'm trying to figure out if I received one like one semester or something. Because I did. If you received a Pell Grant, then you get the $20,000.
That's what I'm trying to figure out too. You got to look through your FAFSA. Yes. I need to get in my FAFSA.
Because I feel like 1 year I completed my FAFSA on time.
I got that Pell Grant.
And I got
a
Pell Grant.
But, I wonder.
Or it was some grant. I don't know if it was Pell, but I know that it was a grant.
I wonder, I got all my loans in grad school.
Uh-huh.
So I wonder if my Pell Grant, since I got that in undergrad, will count towards my forgiveness. You know? Because some people got their majority of their loans in undergrad, and they also received the Pell Grant during undergrad.
Right.
So I'm just curious, nigga. How are we really
tallying? I don't know how it's really going to pan out, but
I need the 20 bands.
Baby, the 20, get 20 grand me. So it's 10 to 20 grand, 10 or 20, yeah, 10 to 20 grand. But also once I started reading the fine print, before I'm like, 10 grand, what the fuck is that?
But there's a lot of, restructured
yes.
the repayment plans, especially the income driven plan.
Yes, which is what I was on.
Same, that's going to be beneficial. The, your payment won't be more than 5%
yes.
of your discretionary income. They've yes. also increased the amount of what discretionary income is.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's equivalent of making $15 an hour or 225% above the poverty line. But the cap going from 10% to 5% is a big deal, especially when you think about your monthly income.
Exactly. That's half.
And some people will, and also, no matter what, your loan won't grow.
Once you're, if you're paying your loan,
mm-hmm.
even if they decided that your payment is $0 based on your income, because if you're making the equivalent of minimum wage,
mm-hmm.
$15 an hour, you won't have to make a monthly payment.
Right.
So even
and
if
your loan will not grow in
there
interest.
There will be no interest accruing.
That's what I need.
That's that was it for me, because we all know that interest is deadly.
They need to take the interest out.
The interest, you mean like remove all the accrued interest?
No, not the accrued. We don't, I mean, not we. I don't personally have any accrued interest, but the interest needs to be removed. Like, damn, let me just pay y'all back what I owe.
Well, why are we paying interest? You're going to stop paying it now. No more will be accruing.
Yeah, that's why I don't want no interest.
Yeah.
But it's not going to be interest free.
Well, where's the interest going to go now?
We're still going to have interest. Interest is lumped into your payment. But what they're saying is, even if your payment is low, that the interest, it won't continue to, if you're down, if you have no payment based on the payment plan, if you're at the poverty line or $15 an hour, whatever it is, then they're not going to have your interest, your loan collect interest, although you don't have a zero payment, because that's how it was before.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you're not mandated to pay anything, it's your loan was still collecting. Exactly. And you're still getting a bigger fucking and more debt.
Right.
Now they're saying it's just going to be a stop. You're not paying. It's not growing. And it's just going to stay the way it is. But I think for those of us who are not in that situation on that income driven plan, if that does not apply to you, you still have to pay your
loan. It says that no borrower's loan balance will grow as long as they make their monthly payments. Even if your amount.
I'm here for
is
whatever
$0.
It is.
$0.
I'm here for it.
So that is, sounds very appealing.
I'm here for it, and I'm taking my 10 to 20,000. Lord,
and
please.
And then they'll forgive loan balances after 10 years of payments. Before it was 20 years.
Yeah,
10 years, that'll fly by.
Majority of
a
us
lot
have been
of
people
would have been forgiven by now.
Majority of us have
been
paying for 10 years.
If it would have been 10 years initially, they should just forgive all those that have been paying for 10 years.
I know. I think it's going to start from here, huh? 10 years from, that's not fair.
I don't know what the starting point is. That's a good question.
More details will follow in the upcoming weeks.
Yes.
More details will follow. I think you have to be following like
studentaid.gov is where I got this information from.
Yeah.
But
it's a time. I know we all have our feelings about old Joe, but nigga, thank you for this at least. It's bare minimum, but I'm taking it. It's bare minimum, but I'm taking it.
Thank you.
I'm taking it. What?
I wanna say,
and I don't want to hear shit about people who don't agree. Brittany. People who don't agree with student loan forgiveness.
Boy, all those people can go to hell.
Exactly. I'm like, y'all shut the fuck up. Especially people who have never been to college, who don't have a degree, who don't have any student debt. You are not even in this conversation.
They're like, well, if we're forgiving this, we should forgive every other loan that people have taken out.
What?
No, these loans were predatory.
Like, we're talking about student loans.
They got us in vulnerable states.
God.
When we were just trying to fulfill the American dream.
I seen this TikTok.
Of obtaining a fucking education. And they had our young ripe ass is signing
it's
away
just
our
stupid
lives.
I seen this TikTok today, and she was like, for everybody who doesn't agree with student loans, imagine all the slaves who escaped and worked hard to get free, and then the Emancipation Proclamation was signed. Would they still be like, no, we hustled to get out, don't sign it? She was like, and should there be no advances in medicine because people already died? Like, at what point
we have to become progressive?
It's just like, dog,
it's setting it up for the future.
That's it.
But
get
I
us
do,
out of this.
Somebody did make a good point about, okay, so this is getting assisting in some way, shape, or form of people possibly getting out of the hole. But what about the people who are still enrolling in college now, still getting these student loans? Like, what is the real plan?
How do we rectify things?
Yeah.
Like, create
like,
a solution?
What's the real solution?
I mean, honestly, that's bigger.
Joe
that's
gonna
a big
leave,
deal.
And I don't know if someone comes back in, they need to come in here and get another 10,000. Let's just keep doing that.
Right, every president.
Let's just keep doing that. Racks on racks on racks.
You know, the real issue is the interest. I understand that people need to take out loans, and I understand that you have to pay the loan back. The predatory aspect is the interest.
Exactly.
So if people, if they could modify the system or change it to where there's no interest, you just pay back what you owe.
The interest-free loan.
Interest-free.
Maybe they can do it like, you know how sometimes if you buy a couch, they like it's interest-free for a year. So with a college degree, make it interest-free for like 5 years.
Some of them be interest-free until you graduate and then you start.
No, I'm talking about post.
It needs to be interest free.
Give us time to get into the field.
Even when you get into the field, the amount of payment that they be wanting back be sick. It'd be sick. They'd be like, "Yeah, your payment's gonna be $1,000 a month." Nick, how?
Right.
How? No. But if you don't think it's enough, don't take it.
Because people are taking it. Isn't it automatically applied to the accounts?
For most of us, if the Department of Education already has your income.
They already have all RT.
Yeah. A lot of people then is going to be applied. But people are like, this is still. No. I'm like, y'all, go die on the hill.
Girl, I just ignore
you just
them.
Let it go.
I ignore them people.
Like, I've seen
we
so
are
many,
not the same.
You know, people be having think pieces around this. Like, this is still systemic racism. The average black woman is in debt $56,000. Like, bruh, okay.
They
we
said
are.
Structural
racism. Like, yeah. Damn. Y'all, don't, sister, you don't take it. You don't take your $10,000. Fight on. Fight on, girl. But I'm taking mine.
I do want more.
Don't apply it. We all want more.
I do want more.
We want them to be completely wiped away.
Girl,
TBH.
And you know, I was banking on it. I was banking on the complete forgiveness.
I know
forgiveness.
You were.
I was banking on the complete forgiveness.
I know you were.
But Joe said he's extending it one final time.
I love every time he says one final. I'm
but
like,
no,
Joe, you got another.
This is the first time I heard him say final.
He's been saying that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that makes
But I feel
better.
Like at the top of the year is really going to be a thing.
Okay.
But I said, shit, let the monkeypox and the shit run rampant in this bitch.
No.
I let's get some relief.
No trash. No.
I once... Monkeypox people are recovering from very slim death rate. If that's gonna get us more
what money or what time
more money more time
because they Go haven't ahead. Cut a check for the they haven't cut
they haven't did that for the monkey
they haven't cut a stimulus
no
for the monkey they haven't cut
a, no not
they
for
haven't
the
cut
monkey.
A stimulus in a minute and you know what they can keep the stimulus and lower the goddamn taxes
they could keep the stimulus and continue with the zero free interest and keep pushing back the payment, the restart date. That's what I want.
They can keep pushing them back till they push me down.
Push
the
them all out the way.
Push them back till they push me down. Once my casket is lowered, do what Listen. You want with them.
No, but I mean,
I'm
obviously, those going to be gone.
While I'm above ground, fuck them.
I agree. I'm on the fuck them path, but, you know, let's just do away with them, Joe. If you are under the sound of my voice, Joe, and you hear this, please.
Joe is about to be done away with. He's old.
He need to live a little longer until he could put the ink
he's
on
not,
this paper for this.
He's not getting another term, though.
I don't think people. I mean, we'll see. I don't think so.
We will
It depends
see.
Who's running against him.
Anyway, it's a small victory. My final thoughts are it's a small victory. It's something. It's progressive.
It's a step in the right direction.
It's progressive. It's some sort of progress because, baby, a term ago, this wasn't even a thought.
Yeah.
It was not a thought. And here we are.
Thinking. Having thoughts.
Here we are thinking and implementing. So
I'm happy.
I'll take it.
Agreed. Girlies, on from that and on to this. Thank y'all for rating and reviewing the pod. We appreciate it. It really means a lot. It helps other women decide if this is for them. So keep doing what y'all are doing. If you're on Spotify, run it up with ratings. Super simple over there. 5-star chicks deserve 5-star reviews.
We definitely do.
We do.
So thank you again to all the girlies who did that. Also, thank you to all the girlies who joined us on Patreon.
Y'all know
we
what
can
it is.
Speak about the value until we're blue in the face, but it's something that you really don't get until you get over there and join.
The girls that get it.
They really do. They get it all. They get it all, honey. They get bonus episodes. They get audio affirmations. They get discount codes. They get playlists. They get it. And you guys aren't getting it. But let's shout out the girls who joined on Patreon. I have a long list because it was brought to our attention that we have missed some of the girls, and that's never the intention. We had just been we have fallen off our square. So today I want to shout out Alana.
Hey Alana.
Niaja.
Hey Niaja girl.
Tal Toya.
Hey Tal Toya.
Raven.
Raven, honey. Hey, girl. This one definitely goes out to you, Raven.
Yes, Raven. Now, this name, please bear with me. Give me grace. Tisetso. Tisetso?
Tisetso. Yes, Tisetso. Hey, TT.
Hey, girl, Celeste.
Hey, Celeste.
Kanisha.
Leslie, girl, welcome.
Nyerka.
Nyerka, hey girl.
Lillian. Brianna.
Just touched down, Brianna. I don't know what baby's saying. What? Hey, Brianna, girl.
Anika.
Tiffany, hello.
Rashida,
girl, what's good?
And Ayeha.
Hey, Ayeha.
I think so.
It's so good all to say names. All of
one,
your names.
One thing we gonna have is a creative name, honey. Mine's is basic as fuck, but we typically have very creative names.
Yes. Hey, y'all. So and glad y'all joined that. Us over on Patreon.
Love so glad. So glad. Another place where you all can join us is on our retreat. Now, if you missed the live shows, baby.
I like how you brought that around.
We had a time, baby. We had a time. So you missed it. If you missed it, you probably were looking like, damn, why did I miss that? But don't miss this. Mm-hmm. We have our retreat, the Unlocking Sisterhood retreat that we are hosting for 2 weeks in El Salvador. All inclusive. Mm-hmm. That means your drinks, your experiences.
Your non-alcoholic.
Non-alcoholic. Mm-hmm. But your food, the experiences, the bonds that we're going to be forming, the workshops.
There's so many things that we're going to be doing in El Salvador. So many, like you said, Brittany, bonds that we're going to be establishing and fostering connections. It's going to be a really good time. If this sounds like something that you are interested in, like many other girls have been interested in and are interested in, you should sign up. Don't fret. Don't even trip if you don't have anybody to come with, because we are all there together. We will take care of your roomies, the homegirls rooming together. Don't worry. That's all we're saying.
So
don't
many
worry.
People are traveling together and they're coming because they have a passion for travel. Sometimes your homegirls that you already have, they don't be on the same wave. So don't let that discourage you, because this is the perfect trip for those who don't have anyone to come with.
Yeah.
Couldn't think of anything better.
Yes. So if you're interested, which we hope you are, use the link in our description box or bio to sign up. There's still a little discount code going on. Sisterhood 300 will save you $300 off your deposit, which is a pretty significant chunk of change.
It's a big chunk.
So yeah, and reach out to us if you have any questions about the retreat. We're here to answer and ease your mind when it comes to booking with us.
We are.
Hey, Bookies, we got something special for you. Are you ready to dive into a celebration of Blackness that's as diverse as the experience it represents? Well, NPR has got you covered with Black Stories, Black Truths. This is a groundbreaking collection that's more than just a podcast. It's revelation.
What does Black representation in media mean to you? Because to me, it's about breaking down stereotypes, challenging biases, and also showcasing the rich tapestry of Black experiences.
For sure. Absolutely. And Black Stories, Black Truths is the epitome of this celebration. Each episode is a living account of what it truly means to be Black today, and it's told from a unique Black perspective.
And I feel like these aren't just stories, like they're narratives of joy, resilience, empowerment, and also the incredible ability to create world-shifting things out of the struggle.
Seriously, you'll hear about everything from pop culture icons like Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama, to discussions on vital topics like reparations, y'all. There's really no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths.
Have you tuned in yet? One of my favorite episodes is the one on how real self-care takes real systemic change. That's a must listen.
Yeah, I really think the hosts bring a tone that's celebratory. It's also informative and reflective, which I really can appreciate. Every episode is a journey. It offers a range of emotions and perspectives that keeps you hooked from start to finish. As soon as I turn it on, I'm like,
And let's not forget, Black perspectives haven't always been at the forefront of America's story, But now they are the story.
Period. So this is not just a podcast, y'all. It's a collection of some of NPR's best episodes showcasing the brilliance and resilience of the Black experience.
And we know NPR is known for its commitment to diverse storytelling. But with them presenting Black stories, Black truths, I would say that this is NPR with the noir twist.
So what are you waiting for? Turn on NPR today and immerse yourself in a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the incredible country we reflect.
And remember, stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever dreamed of effortlessly conversing in another language? Whether it's for that upcoming international trip, connecting with family and friends, diving deep into a new culture, or simply adding a new skill to your repertoire, learning a new language opens up a world of opportunities. But let's face it, traditional methods like textbooks and classroom learning can be a drag. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. As the most trusted language learning program for over 30 years, Rosetta Stone offers a revolutionary approach that truly immerses you in the language you want to learn without relying on CDs or DVDs. Picture this, you're effortlessly conversing in Spanish on the streets of Barcelona, ordering tapas like a local, or discussing the latest French designers with Parisians. So sexy, right? With Rosetta Stone's intuitive process, you'll learn naturally, starting with words, then phrases, then full sentences. And with over 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, and Polish, the possibilities are endless. Rosetta Stone's speech recognition technology, including the True Accent feature, acts like a personal trainer for your accent, providing instant feedback on your pronunciation. Plus, with both desktop and app options available, along with offline lesson downloads and an audio companion, learning for the babe on the go has never been easier. And here's the best part. For a limited time, Rosetta Stone is offering a lifetime membership for 50% off, y'all. That's right, lifetime access to all 25 language courses for half the price. Don't miss out on this amazing deal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, BGB listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Have you ever wished for an extra hour in your day? What would you do with it? Maybe it's finding time for a run, a nap, or simply being there for a friend. But often, life feels like a race against the clock. What if you could carve out time for what truly matters to you? Therapy can be that guide, helping you prioritize what's important and make time for it. Whether it's setting boundaries, learning coping skills, or simply becoming the best version of yourself, therapy empowers you to take control of your life. When I've been called to therapy, it's been during times when I felt like I've needed to really center myself and regain control of my thoughts, feelings, and actions. And let me tell you, it has definitely helped. If you're considering therapy, consider BetterHelp. It's convenient, flexible, and entirely online. With just a brief questionnaire, you can be matched with a licensed therapist who fits your needs. Plus, you can switch therapists anytime at no extra cost. Take the first step towards a more fulfilling life with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/bravado today and get 10% off your first month. 10%, y'all. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bravado. Life is sweet and made even sweeter when spent with the ones you love. Savor the moment, big or small, with a delicious bottled Starbucks Frappuccino drink. Or, for a new favorite sip, check out the full Starbucks ready-to-drink coffee lineup online or wherever you buy groceries. Because with Starbucks coffee, you're always ready for the right now.
So, last week we talked about unconditional love, y'all. Very candid conversation, which I enjoyed speaking with you about, and really just going into if unconditional love is a thing. Does it exist? How do we feel about it? Do we love unconditionally? What's tea? A lot of y'all enjoyed the episode. We enjoyed the episode. If you have not listened, make sure you go back and do so. Yes. And let us know what your thoughts are.
We appreciate that. So this week we are wrapping up our August goodie bag. Mm-hmm. It was fun.
I think we're going out the way we came in.
With a bang. Yeah, we are. We are. We're going out the same way we came in. This will be our last week without video content. We are without a camera. Our fucking camera broke on us. Yeah. So we have not had video content.
But another's on the way.
But we have a camera on the way, and we will be back and at it on YouTube. So be patient. To wrap up our goodie bag series, we are doing our fave, your fave, Am I the Asshole? We have a few more in the chamber. Mm-hmm. That we want to share today. Uh-huh. And let's just get right into it. Why don't we? We're going to start out with hanging with the homies.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Let's get it.
Am I the asshole for lying to my girlfriend about what friends I was hanging with? So, kind of weird situation. I, 26 male, have an awesome girlfriend, Kendall. She's 26. We've been together 3 years and I plan to marry her. We have a great friend group that includes a lot of my high school friends and their girlfriends. We typically meet up twice a week, and I live for these hangouts. Kendall has some social anxiety, so sometimes it isn't the easiest getting her out of her shell. But for the most part, she really does try, and my friends love her. So the whole situation revolves around my good friend, Mandy. Me and Mandy were friends since high school and went to the same college and became best friends. She is a main character in our friend group. At first, Mandy and Kendall were great friends. But one night, Mandy joked with Kendall that they were Eskimo sisters. Mm-mm. Kendall asked what she meant. The truth being that one night, 5 years ago, while in college, me and Mandy got drunk at a frat formal and slept together.
And that's when it is, girl. Me and you are no longer friends, bitch.
We ain't Eskimo Once sisters, bitch. Once we bounced on the same dick, we ain't nothing.
No.
So that's what happened. We hardly remember this and think it's literally hilarious now. We make jokes about it. When Kendall found out, she had a panic attack and we had to go. We talked it over and I said that I didn't feel like it was really all that relevant. We are just friends. Kendall said she was fine and that it was shocking. I reassured her that it was a drunken night 5 years ago and meant nothing. Ever since, it's been a pattern. We would go out with my friends. Kendall will see Mandy. Panic attack ensues and we have to dip. It has happened 5 or 6 times now, to the point where my friends ask why we just leave randomly. Kendall isn't a jealous person at all. She's very confident in herself and never displays jealous tendencies. But for some reason, when she sees Mandy, she breaks into a panic attack. But she keeps wanting to hang with the group and prove it doesn't bother her, so she keeps wanting to hang out. But when she does, panic attack, and then we leave. So I've gotten tired of this. I want to see my friends. So we had a trivia night recently, and I told Kendall that I was hanging out with my work friends, not my high school friend group. She said she would hang at home then. So me and my coworker met up with my friend group, and we did a trivia night. Mm-mm. Unfortunately, one of my friends put up a story of us, and Kendall saw. Of course she did.
Right.
That's what the dark comes to the light, period. When I got home, she was furious that I excluded her from a friend group hangout. I said that I felt like she was isolating me from my friends with her issues, and I wanted to see them for a full night, not 30 minutes. She said she can't control her panic attacks, but she's working on them, and me excluding her because of them was an asshole move. Am I the asshole?
I truly understand where he's coming from. The issue is the lying to do it.
Right.
I think he could have said, babe, you know, I understand that you're struggling with the panic attacks and this might not be the best environment or situation for you, for your mental health, but I'm totally okay with hanging out with my friends. And tonight I want to hang out with them. Do you mind if I go without you? Mm-hmm. And if she said no, then I would have said, okay, well, if you come, we're staying.
You're going to have to work through it.
You're going to have to work through it. Because that's also unfair for her to make him. I don't know if she's making him or not. But to have the expectation that if I have a panic attack, we got to go.
She like, might not be making them, but he might be like, okay, you're
feeling uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like, okay, now we have to tend to your medical issue. But girl, just stay home.
I feel him on that.
He shouldn't have lied, though.
I do. He definitely that shouldn't have lied. And this is so layered because I feel like he should have disclosed that a situation happened with Mandy.
I know. I think so too, and that's always so weird. Like, at what point do you say something like, "Just so you know, me and Mandy fucked before"?
Yeah. At what point?
Like, how, especially when everything is
hanging,
so
when you
casual.
Realize they're going to be hanging out frequently together, because now they're forming a bond. They become hella close and hella tight, and that's just information that she didn't know at all. I feel like that information needs to be disclosed, and Kendall could have made the decision. She would have had more power. She probably would have felt like she had more control
to decide if she even wants to go.
Yeah, or how close she wants to be with Mandy. Yeah, maybe she wouldn't have been hella gang with her. You know what
and
I'm saying?
And the joke in and of itself would have just made me uncomfortable.
Yeah,
like, girl.
Yeah, Mandy talking about, you know where Eskimo sisters are, her record scratch, where who?
Girl, if it happened, we need to never speak of it. Ever.
What do you mean? Like, nobody talks about it?
No, like, if you know that I know, it shouldn't come up in casual conversation. Like, remember that time we hooked up? It's not funny. I think it's damn near disrespectful. Yeah. It's not classy. It's not tactful. We're hanging out in a group setting. That might not be something that everybody knows. And now I'm all embarrassed that you just exposed that y'all done fucked. And I don't get down like that. I understand that people have a past and they've lived their life. They've lived a life before me. I can't control it if you hooked up with your friend.
Right.
And that just is what it is. However, I choose not to engage with your friend on that deep of a level. It's going to be very casual.
So how would you feel if you found out?
That's happened to me before. I mean,
how did you feel?
I felt like, damn, nigga, why didn't you tell me?
Right.
Because I'm not that girl. I'm not that girl. I'm not that girl when it comes to that. I'm not going to be kikiing with you. We can't. If we fuck the same person and we know it, chances are we're not close friends.
No. We can be cordial.
Yeah, cordial's cool.
Cordial-ish. But.
Cordial's cool. Light little casual talk, being cordial, very, yeah, very much so surface. However, I'm not hanging out with you. I'm not talking to you on the phone. We're not texting. We're not getting deep. It's not going to be any of that.
Yeah.
And that'd be the piece when people don't allow you the ability to have all the knowledge.
They take away your choice. They don't allow you the choice to make a decision.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's just like, I'm going to withhold information. And that's not cool. He shouldn't have withheld the information there, and he definitely shouldn't have withheld the information about the game night happening, calling it the coworker, that he was going to be hanging out with the coworker friends, but he was really hanging out with the gang. That's going to hurt more.
I did.
He
could have
just been honest.
Yeah, and let her make her own decision.
Yeah.
I did have a situation where I was informed relatively early, I guess. Early. Mm-hmm. Ish. And I was like, thank you for telling me, because I could have seen myself being more friendly to this person. Not that I'm not friendly, but really, like, not building a bond, but you know,
you
the energy.
You would have been approaching it differently.
I would have approached it way differently.
You wouldn't have had a boundary up.
Exactly. I wouldn't have had a boundary up. Exactly. Yeah. I would have just been like, hey, girl, and might have been open to like dinners or getting together in a larger group of girls with a larger group of girls that I totally am not comfortable doing. Knowing what I know now, it's kind of like, okay, that's not somebody I'm going to be gang with. But when I see them, it's cool.
Right.
So I did feel good that I found out about that, because this was a person that's around relatively, not often, but enough.
Often enough.
Often enough where I see them and I'm like, I could have seen this go in a different direction.
So when you see them, do you feel anything?
Not really.
Okay.
Not really. I don't feel anything because shit is kept professional.
Mm-hmm.
Appropriate. It never gets out of hand. But I would be feeling uncomfortable if you felt the need to lie to me.
Yeah,
that would make
lying.
Me feel like now I can't trust you. Y'all did something 5 years ago, but is there something still lingering?
Right.
Is there a liking?
There's definitely
happening?
That, but I think because of Kendall's reaction, I think the lying was more so because of that, the panic attacks.
No, I know, but I don't care.
I feel you.
I would be like, nope, already. Now that I know, it changes the dynamic.
So do you think that Kendra would be wrong to say that she doesn't want him to hang out with those friends anymore?
I think, yeah, now it would be.
Yeah, because it's like, I knew these people before you got here.
I mean, and you were just hanging out with them when you did not know and everything was cool.
Right.
If it was like I told you in the very beginning, you never hung out with her and you were like, I'm not too comfortable with that.
Well, even if you're not too comfortable, I'm sorry. Maybe this is a fault of mine, a toxic trait, whatever the fuck we want to call it. And when people new try to come in and rearrange shit that's already been established.
Yeah.
Like, You know how some people feel like if you're a woman and you have male friends and then you start dating somebody, they're like, oh, I don't know about the male friends.
Yeah, no,
if I had the male friends and nothing has happened up to this point.
Yeah, no.
I'm not about to stop being their friend.
I would not stop being my friend's friend. I know that when you have entertained a person in a way that maybe your significant other might think is inappropriate or crosses a line for them, that can make them feel a certain way. And it just depends on how you want to approach it when it comes to appeasing them. That's really what it comes down to. If you want to appease them, not if they're making you like, girl, no, you need to stop hanging out with
them. Right, but sometimes people don't even say you need to stop hanging out with them. They just want to make it an issue. When you appease them to keep the peace.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever had that issue, thankfully. So it could get
a little crazy. I don't care if people have friends of the opposite sex as long as you're honest and forthcoming about the relationship.
I don't care either.
And it's kept cute.
Respect.
It's when the lies get involved to where it becomes inappropriate.
Respect.
Or maybe withholding of information. Not a lie, flat out lie, but like, let me know. I want to know.
Yeah, I don't.
I would like
once to it gets sneaky, because I also dealt with somebody who had a friend who was friends with someone who they had a crush on. I don't know if it ever crossed the line of like sexual intercourse, but there was always a liking, a crush on, intimate emotionally. Right, it was emotionally intimate.
They were friends with somebody they had a crush on?
Yeah, like they were friends, but they both liked each other, but I don't think they ever crossed the line to get.
But it was some chemistry.
It was a lot of chemistry, and it was emotional, a lot of emotional investment. Mm. Like talking, maybe for whatever reason, they never became a couple. And then they tried to tell me, that's just a homegirl. No, we bond on these many levels. I said, uh-uh.
It's the bond for me.
It's like we connect on like music and this and that. I said, no.
Oh, I had that kind of situation before too.
And then tell him I don't want him talking to her.
Yeah, I said delete the bitch as a friend because when I had did my lurking.
I said, you started following the bitch.
Once I did my lurking when he left his laptop at my house. And he said, come to the studio. I'm like, why are we giving invites to the goddamn studio?
Yeah.
That's what the fuck I'm talking about. It's that type of stuff. Like, there needs to be no invites to this fucking studio.
Yes, inappropriate. I've been in that situation. I'm like, what's going on here? Because she clearly likes you. You clearly like her. There's a thing here.
And then the girl was leaving comments under the pictures of us like, oh, you guys look so good. Bitch, fuck you.
Oh, yeah. No, girl. Mm-mm. Sneaky hoe.
Yeah.
No. Hell no. I don't like that. I said, you actually need to unfriend her, unfollow her, delete her contact, block her. And then later I see messages coming through the phone. I'm like, hey, I thought we were blocked.
Oh my God.
And I see that now you're following. What can't you get? Why can't you turn her loose?
Right.
Why can't you turn her loose? And then that makes me feel like you got something going.
The chokehold.
I'm like, I don't like this dynamic. So I've been there. I can see both sides. Is he the asshole? Mm.
Is he the asshole?
Merely for the fact that he lied. Yes. We really have to look at the context. The lying is what makes him the asshole. Not that he wants to hang out with his friends and his girlfriend is not capable. The lies, not cool.
Yeah.
So, yes, asshole. Thoughts?
I agree. It's the lies for me. The lying definitely turns you into an asshole because what was the reason?
Exactly. What was the reason?
Like, if you feel like you got a lie, bruh, then there needs to be some reevaluating going on here.
Yeah.
She says she's trying to control her panic attack. She's working through it, hopefully with some assistance from a medical, professional. But until then, you can't be lying. You know what I'm saying? You got to keep it to, what we call it, Virgil's.
And he needs to just tell her, I'm not going to not live because you're working through your thing.
I really think he needs to be honest. Like, you know what? I want to hang with my friends. I know that they induce panic attacks for you.
But they don't for me.
Right.
And I will be showing up, hanging out.
I will.
Okay, so next. Am I the asshole for kicking my best friend out of my house so my fiance could move in? My best friend, Kate, and I have lived together since we were 20. They're 24 now. Mm-hmm. I'm staying at a house which belongs to me after my grandpa passed away and left it to me. I didn't ask Kate to pay me any rent, and she just contributes to the house expenses such as bills, etc. I've been with my fiance, 24, since we were 19. The first years of us being together, he'd occasionally visit my place and I'd also go to his place. But after we got more serious, he started spending more time at my place and he'd usually stay in my room and not bother Kate. Kate didn't have a problem at first, but later she said I needed her permission to bring someone over. I respected her wishes, and whenever she didn't want him over, I just went to my fiance's place. But then she'd make a scene even the few times he'd come over. She'd also make a scene about me leaving to go stay with him and how I'm a tourist at my own house.
Girl, how are you making a scene about...
For the record, I never stopped paying for my share of bills and expenses. One time, the electricity and water bills were higher because my fiance would have visited and would have used water to shower and opened the AC, heat, etc. I told Kate I'd pay more and she just have to pay her usual share and that she doesn't have to pay any more money at all. She didn't like that and demanded my fiance pay as well. I told her that's not for her to decide and that's on me and him to figure out. Back when that happened, we weren't engaged yet. But because I knew the proposal time and was near, I started trying to have convos with Kate about how she should try finding her own house or go live with her parents because I plan on using the house to live with my partner and start a family here. She didn't believe the proposal would happen soon, despite, and said she would look into it when the time comes. I tried to warn her countless times, but she never took me seriously. So then my fiance proposed. This was 4 months ago. Kate was shocked and had a mental breakdown and about how she can't live on her own and I should give her some time. I told my fiance the plan is to move in 3 months and she could go stay with her parents. My fiance moved in a month ago and Kate has made no move of finding a place or going to her parents' house. My fiance has started paying bills and all in the house, but Kate picks fights with him over household stuff and arrangements all the time. I confronted her and told her that by next week, all of her things will be packed and she'll be out of my house if she doesn't get to make the rules here and that the house belongs to me in case she forgot. She packed a couple of clothes and left that day. And for the past few days, she sent her sister and mom to collect her stuff. And they've both claimed that I'm a shitty friend and how unacceptable it is that I prioritized housing my fiance over my childhood best friend and am just kicking her out like this. Am I the asshole?
No.
Right.
I don't think she's the asshole. What's her name? Kate is being very entitled. This is her grandmother's home, the home that was passed down to her from her grandmother. She wasn't requiring Kate to pay any rent, just some of the household expenses.
Like, girl, you've been living good.
She's been living lavish. What's her name? Whoever the storyteller is engaged and deciding to progress forward with her life with her fiance. Understandable. And things are going to change. It was never given trouble.
And also, she gave her plenty of time.
Exactly.
She gave her the 4 months before the proposal. 3 additional months after the proposal. Like, girl, you've had almost a year. We 7 months in, 8 months in, and you have not made a change?
And what do you mean picking the fiance over me? Like, once you get married to someone, the expectation is that you guys are going to move in and start a life together.
And girl, what the fuck you think I'm supposed to do? Let you keep staying here? We go find a play? What?
But she can't stay at the grandma's house, girl. This is my house.
But what do you propose, Kate?
She don't propose nothing. She's acting very entitled.
And vindictive.
And the fact that you're making it an issue while he's here, she would have been out.
Yeah, it's giving eviction. It's
very inconsiderate. When me and Kayla lived together, we had lived together for a full year, I believe. And then we renewed our lease. Mm-hmm. And the second year that we were living together, she was in a relationship and he proposed. The expectation and the conversation was that once they get married, she is going to be moving out. So I'm going to have to figure out a different situation. What am I going to do? Get upset? Oh my God, you're picking your fiance, soon to be husband, over me? Girl, no, we can't live together forever.
Right. So you guys finished out your lease, right?
Yeah. Actually, I don't even know if she left a few months earlier, but she was still paying her rent. Yeah. If I recall correctly. The rent was definitely paid. I just don't remember what the timeline was. But after that, that was my first apartment by myself. I'm like, okay, it's time for me to figure out a situation now. There were no more roommate options, feasible roommate options. So I said, it's now time for me to fully spread my wings.
And that's what Kate needs to do. Spread your wings. Or if you're not ready to spread the wings, you got to go back home to the nest.
You got to do something, but just don't make it my heavy. It's not my responsibility to make sure you have room and board.
Yeah, girl, fuck you.
She's really extended herself to Kate for a good amount of time. And don't make it seem like I'm not a good friend because the conditions have changed.
For her to not even charge her rent.
Girl.
That's already like, hey, thank
you. I guess because the house is paid for.
I don't give a damn. I would be like a small nominal fee will be collected.
Well, she's paying for the house expenses.
But they're splitting. Okay. They're splitting the bills. The bills are being split down the middle. Girl, I would be being like, girl, yeah, $500 for rent. That would be going to my kitty. Like, yeah, it's $500. Where else can you go and spend $500 for rent?
And the fact that Kate is upset because when the bills were a little higher.
Girl.
And the friend said that, you know, she'll pay more. Kate mad because the fiance is not paying for it. Mind your business.
Saying I'm a tourist in my own home.
As long as it's getting paid for and you don't have to worry about anything more than your portion, there's nothing to talk about.
Kate, no, this girl is not the asshole. Plenty of time was allotted for Kate to make a practical decision about what her next step should be.
Right. Why are you acting
like
shocked?
Girl, at this point, you just got to go. I don't give a fuck.
The shock and mental breakdown. No, girl, you have to go.
And friendship would just be dissolved.
Yeah, because you know what? That's not the type of friend that I want.
And that's not going to be healthy. After you cut up and you act crazy around my fiance, who's going to be my husband, how are we supposed to rebuild? Right. With you coming over here, me going over there, y'all being cool. It's just drama.
And it's not even like the fiance is foul or none of that. Like, you're just being a difficult bitch. For what? Yeah. Because you're mad?
I would have had to tell her, Kate, I'm disappointed in you.
I would have been like, Kate, you know what? You've really showed your ass and this arrangement no longer works.
I'm exhausted. I'm
coupled with the friendship. How could you?
I would be very disappointed in her. And I would have to express it.
Why would you want to make your friend's life more difficult?
Yeah,
Why are you contributing to that?
Tell her you're hurt.
It's hella inconsiderate. It's selfish. And it's childish.
Grow the fuck up. Yeah, no.
Things change. She's been dating this man since before she knew Kate, too.
She was 19. No, not before she knew Kate. Oh. Her and Kate been best friends, but they've been living together for 4 years.
Okay, well, she's been dating the man almost just as long.
That they've been living together, yeah.
Yeah, so it's not like this is just somebody that just, you know, popped up. Act like you have
girl,
some sense.
Our time has come. Roommating with a person is seasonal.
It is. So, it never gave permanent living
situations.
Yeah,
sometimes it expires sooner than you anticipate.
Right.
But damn, it wasn't like we were going to live together for 10, 15 years. It's to get us over the hump of being able to afford our own places. Or, you know, feel comfortable living alone. There's so many things that, you know.
It's usually a transitionary period.
It is.
It's like the period between, okay, I don't want to live at home, but I also can't afford to
live
completely.
On my own. Exactly. Solo, dolo. Girl, the time has come. I have a man. My man.
It always was a pit stop. Whether you decide to move in with your significant other or get the resources to be able to afford your own place. But we're not about to be roommates for fucking ever.
Kate, go to hell. We've already been roommates for 4 years, girl. What the fuck?
Right.
The time has come. I'm moving on. As Maya said. Oh, moving on.
Yeah, so she's not the asshole here. Actually, Kate's the motherfucking asshole.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to stand on it. Okay. Last one.
I'll be moving on.
Broke friend exposed. Am I the asshole for destroying my poor friend's only source of income by exposing her? My 24-year-old friend.
She's 24. Okay. Her friend's 25.
She's 24. My friend has been struggling a lot financially ever since we graduated college. She lives in a really broken down house with a bunch of health hazards as she is not a clean person. She has 4 dogs and they poop and pee on the floor and she barely mops or dusts the place. She also has a bad roach infestation.
Mm-mm.
Okay. It's giving what the fuck. Yeah. How people live is not my business, but my friend started a homemade skincare company. I went to her house one day to drop off some celebratory cake for my fiance and I's engagement party, which she could not attend. When I got there, I saw her making some body butter in a mixing bowl. She dropped a lot of powder she was using on the floor and just swept it back up and put it in her bowl.
Oh, hell fucking no. Hell no. Yuck.
I told her she shouldn't sell that, but she said it was fine and that she had done stuff like that before. I was disgusted and quietly left. She's given free samples to our friends before, and most of the time they've broken out or got some kind of reaction after using it. Ugh. Nobody ever said anything as to not discourage her, but this was so unsanitary and unsafe. She is pretty popular and good at advertising, so quite a few people have bought her things. She has about 4,000 followers, and a lot of people have complained, but she just deletes these comments. Mind you, these are all locals from our city. I texted her about it and told her to stop doing that, and she told me to stop meddling. I was honestly so fed up and thought about how dangerous this was for customers and made a public post exposing her, and she lost a lot of followers and her reputation was ruined. She basically lost her source of income, and people started demanding money and threatening lawsuits. One girl claimed she broke out so bad in hives, she doesn't even list ingredients, that she had to get some sort of life-saving shot. My friend group is very angry at me and have said many mean things. I do feel bad because my already struggling friend, I don't know if I can call her that anymore, is losing her income and possibly facing legal problems because of me, but I really wanted to protect these people. Am I the asshole? First of all, this is why I just don't be buying any and anybody's shea butter. Because people love to slap up a little shea butter with a label and sell it.
Oh, my God.
That's the first disclaimer. The friend is so wrong. Bitch, what? No. Imagine buying a product, a skincare product, from somebody who is living in those sort of conditions, making the product.
Oh, the friend. I thought you meant the friend who made the post was wrong.
No, I'm talking about
I'm looking at you.
I'm talking about the person who's whipping up these products.
Yeah, she's dead ass wrong. I was looking at you like, you think she's wrong?
No, I'm talking specifically about the maker, the creator of the right. products.
That's disgusting. 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 I have one word, disgusting.
Can we get the health department on the line? Wow. Now, she's wrong. She's sick. It's not okay. Now, the public post. I don't know if I would have taken the public post approach.
I don't know if I would have had the gall to post something publicly. Maybe anonymously.
Yeah,
maybe an anonymous thread or come on fake page post is, I don't know.
That's the thing. If she, I feel like with the public post, she was really to say fuck. She was willing to say fuck the friendship.
That's what she said.
She didn't care about it.
She's like, I'd rather save these people's lives.
But I feel like she could have saved the people's lives with a fake page and still been friends with the girl.
Honestly, truly, I really, this is sticky because she tried to go to the friend. My first advice was like, go to the friend and be like, girl, this is dangerous. People are not, you know, people could die off this. You're not listing the ingredients. It's not sanitary. Mm-hmm. There's so many, you know, ugh. But she said, girl, stop meddling. She said, fuck you.
Yeah.
She said, fuck you. So it's not even like she was sensible enough to understand and also empathetic enough to understand that this is wrong. Like, how do you think this is right?
She's very tacky.
Exactly.
She's very tacky.
So she did what needed to be done. She did what needed to be done.
I definitely think that she did what needed to be done by calling her out. I'm just saying if she thought that there was the friend group wasn't going to, if she was concerned about the friend group being mad at her and she wanted to still be their friend, there was another way she could have went about it if she cared about that. If not, girl, tell all.
Fuck them. Girl, you do something else. You need to go be a barista. Don't think you about to be up in here whipping up.
I don't
up.
Even know if I want her making my drinks.
I'm talking about at Starbucks, though.
I get it, but you know.
It's a little more regulated, controlled environment. But damn, go get a job is what I'm saying.
Right.
Go work. Don't make products inside your home. And also, to your point, this is why you cannot go buy everybody's products, everybody's home-based business products.
Yeah.
The home-based business, I don't know what's going on in your home. I don't know what your home truly looks like.
They don't have, they're not regulated by the, who checks that? Is the FDA?
Mm-hmm.
Girl.
The FDA.
Okay, pause. Did you see that girl who was making that pink sauce on TikTok?
Mm-hmm.
She was like, what you mean the FDA? This is not a medical product.
It's like food, girl. The F is food.
Y'all gonna call the FDA. I am not selling a medical product. The thing is, you're selling something, though, that goes into people's motherfucking bodies.
That was disgusting, too. That was disgusting. She was shipping that to people.
Girl,
it was exploding.
They said that somebody, I forgot who, some major company, Heinz, somebody, has decided to partner with her to make the product shelf sustainable. You can ship it. People be shipping all kinds of stuff. And then the conditions, there are certain conditions that things need to be shipped in. Y'all sending people sea moss.
Come on, talk about it.
I'm saying they sending sea moss with no type of proper packaging or temperatures or none of that. And people getting it and just throwing a dollop in their daily.
I know.
And they're wondering why it's not giving what it's supposed to give.
I know.
The 92 minerals were depleted in the shipping
transit.
Process.
In transit, bitch.
Ain't no 90. It's no minerals.
It's zero. It's nine minerals.
Zero minerals. Now you got bacteria.
That's true.
But I'm saying people just, you know, whip up something, slap a label on it, create a page, and then get to selling shit.
Yeah.
And there are certain things I just won't buy.
Yeah. Truthfully.
So serious.
I won't do the sea moss for sure.
I'm not playing games
with these
people.
I'm not pulling up on you or nothing.
I'm not playing games with these people. And this is why.
Yeah. Everything's not up to standard.
People
everything's not up to code.
People be living hella foul. People live foul. You know, we can create stories. And like she said, she's great at advertising. People be marketing gurus. That's the same sort of thing people were doing with that hair, having the beautiful marketing. And then you get the hair and it's falling off the bone as soon as it arrives. My weave is hella thin.
Uh-huh. No, she's not the asshole. Verdict is in. She is not the asshole.
She's not the asshole. The friend was dead wrong. And if you're going
to... Once she put the powder from the floor back in the...
That's what I'm saying.
Bowl,
you don't just try to create a product for a money grab. Have some integrity.
That's what we
need
people
to have. That's the part that be missing. Have some integrity. If you're selling something...
And that's why I only buy... The only two home-based products I will buy is Ty's...
Yes.
...product and Lauren's.
Right.
I know those are good, clean girls. I've been in their homes.
Yes, they are clean girls. And they have integrity and they have standards.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
We could see Ty's product. She'd be mixing it on damn stories.
Right.
I'm like, okay, I see a nice silver stainable. What is that called? Stainless steel bowl.
Yes.
I'm seeing new tools being brought into the home.
Yes.
Okay, I trust.
Yes.
I trust.
Right.
And yeah, I know Lauren is she's
a pristine
up to standard.
Woman, right.
Right. But I'm not trying y'all butters and y'all's mosses. I don't want your butter and I don't want your moss.
Gosh.
I'm not taking
it's
it.
Wild.
I'm not taking it.
Imagine getting something like that into your home.
Ugh. Anyhow.
And putting it on your body.
No.
So, the verdict is in. None of these people have been the assholes today, huh? No assholes?
No assholes. And no assholes. Let us know what y'all think. Let us know how you would have handled that bestie situation, this last one. How would you have handled your best friend being
dirty? How would
dirty?
You have?
Me?
What would you really have done? We didn't talk about that. What would you
I
have
said
done?
An honest... I don't think I would have got
if
that.
I was selling up, if I just decided to sell a product and my, you knew I was moving foul, what would you really do?
I would say, Brittany. I literally would be like, Brittany, you cannot sell that. That's wrong. I would have to reinforce integrity. Integrity. Moving at, with that at the forefront. You cannot sell that product. People, someone might die. That's, I would use the guilty conscious piece. Someone can die. And the blood is going to be on your hands.
Oh, my God.
It's true. Somebody had a fucking reaction that they needed a life-saving.
That's
they probably needed
true.
An EpiPen. You don't even know what's in the product.
Exactly. Because you're
just
trying.
List the ingredients, exactly. I would have said this.
Which I thought was mandatory.
This is your sign. This was the trigger. This is your, what is that called?
Warning
sign. This is your warning. You keep moving like this, foul
right.
is going to come back on you. That's what I would say. And then I would tell all the homies who are buying the products, don't say you heard it from me, but I wouldn't be trusting that. You know what her house looks like. Do not buy it. Do not support it.
Roach infestation and all that. Dogs pissing and peeing.
Yeah, no.
Girl.
How would you have handled it? If I was making products and my home was nasty and I was selling it, people were breaking out, I was deleting comments.
I would have tried to talk to you first, like, Germany, what are you doing?
Yeah.
This has happened before, not with products being made, but me feeling like a person wasn't a person who was a friend of mine wasn't moving with integrity. And I tried to talk with her, like, honest, like, girl, why are you doing that? Mm-hmm. Like, and she wasn't receptive. And then I realized she just wasn't my type of person. Yeah. And we just stopped being friends.
It backfired.
And that's what it would lead to, ultimately, for me. I can't be bothered with you.
That's disgusting.
I can't be bothered with you because every time you made a post, I would just cringe.
Yeah,
the product.
I couldn't.
Do better.
Yeah. So that's that on that. It's been a nice, calm, chill August.
It has.
We've made it to the end. Thank y'all for all your support.
Yes.
We always really appreciate it.
We do. So we will leave you here with this, and we will see you all next week.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.